government. And so it's essential that every American understand the terms of the Constitution, understand exactly what the words meant by those who authored those words. The original intent of the Constitution must be understood if we're going to retake America from the evil tyrants who, as you say, are moving us step by step into the New World Order, absolute tyrannical dictatorship. And that's what our founders designed the Constitution to prevent from happening. But it can only be prevented if we, the people, will enforce the Constitution through our elected officials. And we've been studying Article 1 the past month and talking about perhaps the most important aspect of the Constitution is to understand the limits that are placed upon the federal government by this Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 lists 18 things, and there's only 18 things that Congress may tax and spend for, that Congress may has power to do. And this means that anything that Congress does outside that list of 18 things is a violation of the Constitution, and that means it's law-breaking. For example, you look at this list of 18 things, education is nowhere found on the list of 18 things that Congress is permitted to tax and spend for. Therefore, Education Department in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional.
How about the providing health care for people?
No, unconstitutional.
And the thing is that all of these things would be done at the state and local level.
Yes.
Welfare was a state and local issue. It was never to be done by the federal government to make the people dependent upon the federal government, you know, for their largesse. So that they would vote for politicians to give them more, because they knew that would lead to power, and power would corrupt, and we would get to right where we are today.
So that list of 18, we've talked about many of them. Let me just review them, because these 18 are so important for Americans to understand, because they need to communicate very forcefully with their representatives in D.C. and say, you better not do anything outside this list of 18, or we're going to see that you're removed from office. Congress may tax and spend, but only for payment of debts, common defense, and general, underline that word, general welfare. Secondly, they may borrow money. Thirdly, they may regulate commerce with foreign nations, Indian tribes, and among the several states, that is between state, interstate commerce. Fourthly, they may make rules for naturalization and bankruptcy. Fifth, coin money, regulate value, fix weights and measures. Sixth, they may punish counterfeiting. Seventh, establish post offices and post roads. Eight, establish rules for copyright and patents. Nine, establish the federal courts below the Supreme Court. All those courts are in the power of the Congress to discipline, to punish, to change, alter, remove those justices that are violating, without even impeaching them. They have complete control over the lower federal courts, which is a power we said they do not exercise as they ought to. And then tenthly, they're to punish piracy and felonies on the high seas as violations of the laws of nations.
Well, we'll get to the rest of these when we get back. Remember, the 10th Amendment restricts what Congress can do to just these items.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Stromberg Construction says drug abuse has been one of the leading causes of death. Teach your children to deal with life's problems sensibly, never chemically. This message is brought to you from Terry and all the staff at Stromberg Construction, where they specialize in all types of residential and commercial concrete work, foundation repairs, retaining walls, and all types of decorative concrete coating, plus landscaping and bobcat services. They're homeowner-friendly, so call 970-226-6499. That's 970-226-6499. Stromberg Construction right here in Fort Collins, wishing our kids a safe and drug-free spring season.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, who is listing the things that the federal government can do. There are 18 of them. They're listed in Section 8, Article 1 of the Constitution. Why is this important? Because the 9th and 10th Amendment limits what Congress can do to those items. And any powers not specifically given unto Congress under the Constitution are to be limited to the states and to the people. If we were to have a limited government at the federal level, if people don't understand that, that the people in Washington, D.C. are breaking our laws, that our congressmen are breaking laws, the average congressman has never studied the Constitution. So how can he possibly, legitimately vote on laws? In fact, he doesn't even read most of the laws. There are so many laws that are being put up, and he has to go to so many committee meetings. He never reads most of the things he's voting on. And this is the great tragedy, for it was Will Rogers who said, no man's purse or property are safe when Congress is in session. Everybody smiles. But, of course, there's a great deal of truth to that. So pick up the story there, David.
Well, we just listed the first 10. Numbers 11 through 16 all have to do with war and the powers of war. And notice, as we look at these, that the powers granted to Congress are enormous because Congress was to serve as a check upon the power of the president as the one who would be carrying out those war powers. In other words, war powers were split between the Congress making many of the major decisions and then the President carrying those decisions out as the chief, basically, of the military forces. First, Congress declares war. Only Congress, not the President. Secondly, Congress raises and supports army. Number 13, provides and maintains a navy. Number 14, determines the rules for discipline for military officers, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And 15 provides for calling militia into federal service only to execute federal laws, only to suppress insurrection, or to repel invasions. And again, we talked about this. Oh, all the things our military is doing today are a direct violation of Article 1, Section 8, specifically Clause 15, that limits what the military can and should be doing. All other things that the military is doing today are against the law. 16th, the Congress is to organize, arm, and discipline the militia. Militias remain in the power of the states until they're called into federal service for those three purposes we just mentioned in Clause 15. In 16, Congress is the one that controls the militia while in federal service. The states, however, reserve the right to appoint militia officers and to assign them to their state militias. Those state militias are subject to the discipline of Congress, however. And then, so those are 11 through 16 deal with the military and the war provisions, which, again, Congress has a tremendous amount of that responsibility themselves. It's not all in the president's hands, which is what corruption of our Constitution has taken place today, where the president has been given unconstitutionally and against the law the power to basically declare war with whomever he wants. And as you mentioned, they're declaring war on the whole world. Well, they're going to do Syria next and Iran and so on and so forth. It just goes on and on. This is not at all what our founders designed, and this is a violation of our contract with our government as they are breaking the law. Then shifting out of the military powers, number 17 deals with the control over the property that the federal government oversees. And it's very, very limited, and it's important to notice how limited it is. They are to control, Congress is to control, the District of Columbia and other federal property. As we see in other parts of the Constitution, the only property the federal government is to own is forts, magazines, harbors, or other things necessary to maintain a naval force, provide and maintain a naval force, and then any territories, that is, states that have not yet come into the Union, states that are in the process of coming into the Union, such as Hawaii would be the most recent example. Those are territories, and they're under the governance of Congress while they are territories before they become states and put together their own constitution. But once they become a state, they are no longer a territory. They're no longer under the control of Congress. So
you know,
Congress only controls D.C., all the military installations, and territories. It has no business owning federal national parks and so on like it does today.
And, of course, you know, the incredible thing is the only community that Congress really has the ability to control is Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
The murder capital of the world, one of the lowest educational status in the entire country, and they spend more money there on education and get poorer education than any other community in the world. Now, if they can't control crime and can't provide education in Washington, D.C., by what stretch of the imagination should we expect that they would be able to control crime and drugs and provide for education elsewhere in the country? And yet that's exactly what they're expecting the American people to believe. We know how to do it. Look how well we've done in Washington, D.C. No, ladies and gentlemen, they know that they can't do it. But there are people who want to control every aspect of our lives from Washington, D.C. This is really what it's all about. We're moving towards a dictatorship. There are people who have a different world view. And, of course, a hope eventually to use the military might and power of the United States to transform the world and do the same thing throughout the rest of the world that they've done here. And that is eventually we will impoverish the whole world. And right now, of course, we're on the brink of World War III. But pick up the story there, David.
And it's important to remember, then, that any federal, quote, property that doesn't meet this standard of Washington, D.C., the territories, such as, I guess, Puerto Rico is still a territory, Virgin Islands, there's some other territories that are debating whether they'll become states or what have you, those territories, Washington, D.C., and forts, magazines, and things necessary to maintain the Navy, those are the only legitimate federal property. You know, as we look out west particularly, there's vast stretches of land that are under the control of the federal government that are illegally under the control of the federal government. And the ranchers understand this because they're being driven off the land that they had agreements that they could graze this land, and the feds are saying, oh, no, this is federal property, and we're going to tell you what you can and cannot do on our federal property. This is tyranny. These are lawbreakers, and if the states and the leadership of the states understood the issue and understood the Constitution, they could stand up to the feds and say, no way. You claim this is a national park. We're going to take this back because you have no constitutional right to control this park. This is part of the state of Colorado or California or whatever, particularly states like Alaska. I think 99% of Alaska is controlled by the federal government. That's illegal. That's a violation of the Constitution. And the states could stand up on the Ninth Amendment and say, you have no business controlling this property unless it is a fort, a magazine, or a military or naval installation in our state. Otherwise, it's under the control of the states. And I believe the states would do a better job running, you know, national parks like Yosemite or Yellowstone or so forth today. And the states would do a far better job serving their people with those park systems, because the people would be much more in control of that. And I think I've read a number of the battles where families have had their cattle taken away from them and people have had their land stolen from them because the feds are not answerable to anyone.
And let me just point out, I mean, the federal government controls massive amounts of land in Alaska, and there's a great deal of oil and natural gas up there, enough so that we could be energy independent, and they won't allow it to be developed. and they won't allow development of the oil and natural gas on the vast quantities of federal land that they have in this country, and they won't allow oil drilling offshore. They've artificially created a situation where we're totally dependent, on other countries, Venezuela, the waiters, Nigeria, which is in a revolution, the Middle East, which is about to explode into flames. So they've created the artificial problems because government has exceeded its constitutional authority. And people say, what about Yosemite? What about Yellowstone? What about our beautiful parks? They could be run by the states. They should be run by the states. And when you begin saying, well, see, wouldn't it be nice if, and of course give more power or authority to the federal government, you're just started down that spiral staircase that leads to disaster. Our founding fathers were a lot smarter than most Americans are today. Go ahead.
Well, that understanding leads us to the 18th and the final power granted to Congress, and that is to do what is necessary and proper to carry out these delegated powers. And what we need to, these foregoing powers, what we need to understand is that the original intent of our founders in this statement is very clear. They listed these 18 things, okay? So those 17 powers, and only those 17 powers, Congress is given what is the power necessary and proper to carry out those powers and only those powers. So if it relates to education, they have no power to do anything regarding that. Welfare, the whole list of things, I've read a Cato Institute report that basically said 90% plus of what Washington, D.C. does every day, year after year, is unconstitutional, is a violation of these limitations on its power. And this clause, necessary and proper, unfortunately, has been adulterated in the Supreme Court decisions, which shouldn't surprise us that the Supreme Court is always distorting the Constitution in favor of giving more power to the federal government, never in favor of giving more power to the state governments. If you study the Supreme Court's design, as we will when we get to Article 3, its basic function was to be a check upon the other two branches of the federal government. That is, to prevent the president, to prevent the Congress from doing something unconstitutional. But what is it that the Supreme Court does repeatedly? Almost every single decision it issues is a restriction upon the state powers, not upon the power of the federal government. And so the elastic, what has become known for many people as the elastic clause, this necessary and proper, the reason it's known as the elastic clause is because of the Supreme Court decision. It was a case called McCulloch v. Maryland in 1819. So here we see very early a erosion began of the original intent, the original meaning of the Constitution. Now, when we use the word necessary, and as it was used by our founders, it means something that's absolutely indispensable. In other words, take the power of Congress to punish counterfeiting. Well, they have the power to punish counterfeiting and to do what is ever absolutely essential to punish counterfeiting. Not to do whatever they please, but only that which is absolutely essential and indispensable. However, in McCulloch v. Maryland, the Supreme Court watered down that word necessary to mean reasonably suited. A much broader definition of the term necessary that, again, allows Congress to do many things that, may be reasonably suited to their power to punish counterfeiting. Or the term proper was also redefined in that Supreme Court case. Proper would mean not absolutely forbidden by other provisions of the Constitution. And again, broadening and opening up the door, and obviously opening a door so wide that you could drive a 747 through it, as what this Supreme Court case ultimately accomplished, so that today the terms necessary and proper don't mean, in the minds of most people, don't mean what the original words meant as they were penned in the Constitution. We need to remember the Constitution was designed to be a limiting document to prevent the federal government from usurping the boundaries set around it. You could see it like a wall. This high wall was set around the federal government. This is what it cannot do outside the walls. This is what it can do inside the walls. But unfortunately, Supreme Court decisions such as that have violated and broached those walls such that the federal government is now completely outside of its original jurisdiction, doing things it was never designed to do.
And I think
we the people can take it back.
I think it's so important that people understand there have always been those who wanted a dictatorship in America. And remember those words of Thomas Jefferson. In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. That's what it was all about. Take the chains off the people, put the chains on government. Well, they're taking the chains off of government, and they're forging them for our people today. And they're setting up detention camps. Halliburton recently received $340 million to begin to build detention camps. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the outcry? Oh, well, that's just for the illegal aliens, we know. But we'll be right back here.
Involved in your children's interests, goals, and activities. You can help them deal with life sensibly, not chemically with drugs. This message is from Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, Colorado. Local haulers of asphalt, sand, loam, and more. Dependable service and reasonable rates. Call for estimates at 970-493-1403. That's 970-493-1403. Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, wishing everyone a safe and healthy spring season. I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hello, my name is Mike McNulty, and I want to tell you about some of the best Chinese food I've eaten. It's found at the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. And if you'll be so kind, mention the Mike McNulty Show and the Hunan Bunch, and you'll get a 10% discount. The Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're talking about what makes America different than other countries. Isn't it amazing that we don't teach this in our schools or universities, or really understand that the whole function of our Republican form of government was to limit the power of the central authority over the lives of our people so they could be free? David, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and what they'll, of course, get if they do get one of your kits?
Yes, our host kit, Dr. Stan, is designed to help people communicate these truths. We call it a host kit because you're not actually teaching the Constitution. Dr. John Eidsmo and 12 half-hour DVD lectures gives an excellent survey of the history, the Christian foundation of our land, and a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, such that you can function as the citizen that our Constitution calls upon you to function as. And our host kit includes everything you need. It's a turnkey program with all the test questions and answers that a host can simply follow the instructions we've provided and walk through, help their students walk through the student notebook that goes along with the lectures. It's an excellent way in 12 sessions to communicate these essential truths that, as you said, are not being taught in our schools today and are being suppressed by the government because the government doesn't want its people to know that they're overturning the supreme law of the land by their actions. And it's only by such a grassroots method as ours here that we're able to restore the republic by educating millions of Americans in these truths. So they can contact us and order their host kit by calling toll-free 866-730-9796. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Or actually, if they want to order on the web, they can go to our website, which is iotconline.com. That's IOTC, standing for Institute on the Constitution, iotconline.com. And we encourage all of your listeners to take this up. We know that America can be recovered because the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, still is the supreme law of the land. And if the citizens rise up and demand that it be enforced as the supreme law of the land and remove anyone who will not honor it as the supreme law of the land and obey it, then we can take our republic back from the tyrants who are currently planning, as you mentioned, our incarceration and even worse.
Certainly I want our listeners to know that I fully support what the Institute is doing. They do help Radio Liberty, but we believe what their message is so vitally important. If we don't get back to our Constitution, if we don't teach it to our children and our grandchildren, how can we preserve our nation that once was known as the city on the hill, the hope of all mankind, and is now increasingly hated throughout the world because the wicked people have seized the reins of both of our political parties and are plunging us hell-mell towards a disaster. So let's get back to the basic tenets of our Constitution,
yes.
David.
Let me mention what best commentaries on the Constitution really are the Federalist Papers. They deserve a reading by every American. Let me mention what Federalist 45 says. The powers delegated by the proposed Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. There's the pattern. Few, defined, very restricted federal powers, wide-ranging powers to the states. And that has been reversed in our day so that now the federal government has wide-ranging powers and the states have very few powers. We can turn that around if we insist that our Constitution be followed.
And once again, that is the 45th Federalist Paper,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. Get the 45th Federalist Paper. We carry the Federalist Papers. You can get them from us. You can get them from the Institute. Read that. Read the 10th of Federalist Papers, where they talk about how democracies are always air spectacles of turbulence and contention and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. So go ahead, David.
And so that's Section 8, the very important Section 18, powers granted to Congress. Section 9 immediately follows with the limitations of congressional authority. Congress could not forbid slave trade before the year 1808. Secondly, Congress cannot suspend the writ of habeas corpus except in dire emergencies. Habeas corpus is a Latin phrase that means when you are arrested and imprisoned, the government must issue a statement as to what charges are brought against you, what crime you are supposed to have committed. You're never guilty until proven innocent in our system of law. You're innocent until proven guilty. So if you're arrested and imprisoned, the government must issue a list of the charges brought against you, a list of the crimes that they claim you have committed. And if they do not produce that list, you can, with an attorney, write up a writ, or you can do it on your own, actually, write a writ of habeas corpus demanding the government give a legitimate reason for holding you, for incarcerating you. That prevents tyranny from taking place, because we know around the country, around the world, People are arrested and imprisoned for political reasons, not having committed any crime, and the government holds them as long as it wants, maybe never bringing them to trial. Abraham Lincoln did this in our state here in Maryland. There was those who were talking about secession in our state legislature. Before the legislature could meet, they only meet for 3 months of the year, before they could meet, Lincoln sent federal troops and had each of those legislators arrested and imprisoned in Fort McHenry and held there without any charges brought against them. It was a criminal action on the part of Lincoln. He suspended the writ of habeas corpus without the permission of Congress. It's only Congress that has this limitation. So, thirdly, the Congress cannot pass a bill of attainder. That is a legislative finding of guilt. They cannot drag somebody in and basically conduct a court proceeding and then have a legislature determine guilt, and that is impermissible. That is what the task and the duty of the courts, not the duty of the legislature. In that third clause also is the statement that the Congress cannot pass ex post facto law. In other words, here's another Latin phrase. It simply means this. You cannot pass a law that punishes a person for an act that was legal when they committed this act. What they did was legal when it happened. You can't pass a bill retroactive saying, okay, even though it was fine to do this 2 months ago, we've changed it, and anybody that committed this act 2 months ago is now going to be arrested in prison. That is patently offensive, because it's unjust to have a set of laws in front of people and then change the laws retroactive so that they become guilty even though they weren't guilty when they committed that act. And by the way, this is also, we're going to see in Section 10, this is a limitation also on the state government. No state government can pass an ex post facto law either. Also in that same vein, they can't pass a law which would raise the status of an offense from a misdemeanor, which is a minor offense, to a felony and in an ex post facto manner. In other words, they can't change the level of the offense and make it retroactive. It can only be from this point the legislation passed forward that's true. And likewise, they can't increase the penalty for an offense ex post facto, nor make a law that makes it easier to convict a person, that is changing the rules of evidence ex post facto. So all of those things are a restriction on Congress, as well as a restriction on what the states cannot do according to our Constitution.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute here with Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to get involved. Because if you don't try to preserve our Constitution, who will? And if not now, when?
Dates of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, why don't you pick up the story?
So in addition to limitations on Congress of not being able to pass any ex post facto law, fourthly, they are not to pass any direct taxes. Federal taxes were always to be in proportion to the census. The census taken every 10 years has two purposes. One is to determine representation in the House of Representatives. How many people from a particular state are going to be in the House of Representatives determined by the census. The second thing the census determined was how much of the tax bill each state was going to owe. The design of our founders was that taxes would never be directed at the individual. They would only be directed to the state, so that the state would receive a tax bill from the federal government, and then the state would have to determine how it was going to raise that revenue by, you know, an excise tax, sales tax, whatever tax the state chose to raise that revenue to pay the tax bill to the federal government. In other words, it says, the words say, no capitation tax. You may not be familiar with that term, capitation, but you're probably familiar with the term decapitation. A capitation tax is a tax upon the head of the individual citizen. That is not permissible, and when we get to the 16th Amendment, we'll talk about the debate and that arose from that. But you can see here clearly in the original design of our founders, no direct taxes were to be done by the federal government to the citizens of the several states.
And I think that's so important, David. We were to be citizens of our states, not under the control of the federal government. Because our founding fathers realized that if the government could tax the individual, they could control and monitor and regulate and terrorize the individual. So the taxation was to be on the states. The states were to protect the taxes. It was the limitation on the power of the central government. Put chains on the central government. Take the chains off the people.
That's right.
The wicked people on the other side have always wanted to enslave our people. And ladies and gentlemen, they're using the war on terrorism as a justification for that. Go ahead.
In addition to no direct tax, there was to be no tax or duty on items exported from states, no preference for local ships or ports over others, no money drawn from the Treasury except by appropriation of Congress and regular public accounting. Well, this is a joke today. Oh, Congress cannot account for billions of dollars that have somehow disappeared in, you know, education department or whatever. It's a total fraud that's being taken place in D.C. as they are unable to give any regular public accounting. If a company was operated the way our federal government is operating, it would be bankrupt in a hurry, because they don't balance the books, and money is in violation of this clause. Money is being drawn from the Treasury in other means than appropriation by Congress.
And we have criminals. Billions of dollars have disappeared, you know, down in New Orleans. $8.8 billion in Iraq. They have no idea what happened to it. But don't you worry. The government can just print more money. You know, money is easy to come by. The difference between monopoly money and federal government money is that at least in a monopoly game, there's only a certain amount of money with the federal government. They can print all they want to and destroy the value of your life savings, and just what they're doing. So, but they have to be accountable. They were to be accountable under our Constitution, but, of course, nobody ever holds them to be accountable for their crimes and their derelictions.
Mm-hmm. The final limitation on congressional authority, number 8, is no title of nobility. The concept was that we are all equals, created by God as equals, and there's no titles of nobility. In other words, there's no special favoritism to be given to any favored citizen by the federal government. They saw what took place in Europe with titles of nobility and what happened with the favors being granted to people for favors that they had done to the king or what have you, and they wanted nothing with that. And therefore today, I think Giuliani recently was knighted. That's in violation. He should be stripped of his citizenship if he accepts a title of nobility from some foreign power? Because now is he who's he loyal to? The British government, because they issued him a title of nobility, or is he still loyal to these United States? And that's an important question. Then Section 10, the final section of Article 1, places limitations on the state authority. States may not enter treaties, alliances, or confederations. States may not grant letters of marque and reprisal, which are letters in wartime for capturing enemy vessels and so on. States may not issue money. They may not coin money or issue paper money. They may not pass bills of attainder, we talked about before in Section 9, or ex post facto laws, which we talked about before. States may not pass laws impairing the obligations of contracts, because our framers saw contracts and the right to make and enforce contracts as a God-given right. And the states may not interfere with that. However, again, our awful Supreme Court in 1934, a time when many evil things were done as FDR had packed the court, this was altered. Not altered in the original intent, but altered in the practice of our land. Case Home Building and Loans Association v. Blaisdell, these banks, and you know, they were foreclosing on people who could not pay their mortgage, and the court said, well, it effectively has written unreasonably out of this clause, and they basically said the state has authority to interfere with private business relations when it's reasonable under emergency circumstances to do that. Oh, anytime you give the government a pretext to allow whatever emergency they declare to change the law, that's an extremely dangerous thing, and that's what the Supreme Court did in 1934. Basically, the functioning of this clause then, restricting states' authority, has been changed by the Supreme Court unlawfully and in violation of the Constitution. And also, states cannot grant titles of nobility, just as the federal government cannot. States may not, without the consent of Congress, tax imports and exports, except as necessary for them to inspect those imports to be sure that there's no diseases or contraband coming in. And thirdly, states may not, without the consent of Congress, levy a duty on ships or keep troops in peacetime or make agreements or compacts with other states or make war, except, of course, if they are invaded. So there are limitations that are placed upon the state's authorities in the Constitution, but as we said, Federalist 45 clearly declares that the states were to have wide-ranging powers, the federal government to have very limited powers. The reason the federal government gets away with breaking this law of the land is the American citizens today do not know their Constitution, or if they do know their Constitution, they're unwilling to hold their elected officials accountable to the Constitution and remove from office anyone who will not follow the Constitution and only place into office those who will uphold and defend the Constitution as it was originally intended.
Freedom is never free, and if we're not involved, the tyrants will control us. David, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And I hope many of you will get a kit.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and you remember about a year ago, year and a half ago, why we offered cases of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, for $149.95 with 64 books in there. And that's how we were able to do a printing. Well, actually, that printing is pretty well exhausted now. So we're going to make the offer once again. If you'd like to get 64 copies of my book, which ordinarily sells for $12.95, for $149, you can sell them, you can give them away. They're a little over $2 a copy. Why, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're only offering 40 cases this way, but we can help to defray the cost of the printing. And the book really is moving out. Somebody's recently bought 1,500 of them, may very well buy many thousands of them. We want to get this book out far and wide, and so we're making an offer. If you'd like to get a case of our books with 64 in there, and then you could afford to pass them out. And I don't think there's any better way to let people understand that there really is another force in our society. It is a Luciferian force. We are involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And one of our best weapons is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Not because I wrote it, but because the information is true and accurate, and the book has impacted on many people's lives and hopefully turned many people to our Lord. So if you're interested, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And the first 40 people who give us a call, why, they'll get a case of the book. So then the other thing is, of course, we have this great new DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which explains to you the secret societies, their plan to use America's military strength to bring democracy to the whole world. That's what it's all about. And if you read, of course, President Bush's second inaugural address, he will tell you, we're going to bring democracy to the whole world. That's why we invaded Afghanistan, when the Afghan government offered to evict Osama bin Laden so we could capture him. That's why we invaded Iraq, when Iraq had offered to surrender and Saddam had offered to leave. Oh, you didn't know that? You never heard that? You need to get our January newsletter. We'll be glad to send it to you with the documentation for everything I say. We'll even send you the articles, if you really want to read them, written by people who were there who can attest to the fact. Our telephone number, if you'd like our January newsletter, free of charge, 1-800-544-8927. Or if you have access to the Internet, go to RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com, and pull down our January newsletter. And then if you want the documentation, we'll provide it for you. Understand, if you aren't concerned about all the people who are dying there needlessly, and it is needless, I mean, we could have turned the country over to the Iraqis. We didn't want to. That's why Paul Bremer was sent to Iraq immediately after we had taken Baghdad and large segments of the Iraqi army were intact. And Paul Bremer disbanded the army, and disbanded the police force, and disbanded the civil service. And what do you think happened? There was chaos. And then, of course, we keep saying, well, we're going to, of course, retrain an Iraqi army to take control so that we can pull our men out. They have no intention of doing that. And you'll certainly want to read in my February newsletter, which will be coming out soon, the story of Major General Paul Eaton, who was assigned the task of rebuilding the Iraqi army, and given six men to build an army for a nation of 25 million. They want the chaos, and this will then bring us into conflict with Iran and Syria, and in pursuit of the New World Order, the New World Religion. Please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty. And until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover.